Welcome to the Brandon Drury Podcast. Again, the podcast with no listeners. I think I've used it before. It was funnier before. Today, we're going to talk about COVID, finally. And I'd planned to do a big, starting from square one back in whatever, January of 2020 or something like that. And I didn't do that. And I kind of waited and waited and waited. And now it seems like we're just about done with COVID. Like, hooray! And we should be talking about the exit strategy. But instead, we've got this new thing called a vaccine passport that the government is up to. And we're going to kind of get into the details of who, what, and why. But I'll start from my scratch and we'll go from there. Okay, so the way I see it, there's two major groups on this COVID thing. You can go on Twitter and you'll see, the worst. I don't have to tell you, the worst of humanity is always on Twitter. And the worst always seems to come out. And there's basically two groups when it comes to the COVID talk. One group is people who fear the government the most, and the other people fear biology the most. Now, governments have murdered 100 million people, in the 20th century. And biology, I guess biology kills everybody, technically, even the war and the government type people. But let's just say, we'll give them the credit, give them due and say, let's say COVID has killed over 500,000 people here in America. That's something. And of course, we always have to qualify that because European type people hear that and go, oh my God, why is America such a, why aren't you taking this shit seriously? I've heard that on Twitter several times. And it's a good question. And it comes down to 2.5% of all the deaths are for people under the age of 45. So it's old people killer. And we also have other things that kill old people like old age and everything else. And so when only 2.5% of the population dies from, 2.5% of the deaths come from that, that cohort of 45 and under. Suddenly it's just not killing that many younger people. Now, obviously, if something kills 19 people, we should be careful. We should be concerned. But there's always this balance between when is a life not worth living anymore? And you'd be safer to stay in your closet your whole life. And we've all heard that thing that we're our species that didn't stay in the cave. We did not descend from fearful men. That used to be on Civilization. I always liked that quote. We got out there and explored. We did shit, and there is danger, and there are lions and tigers and bears. But you got to live too, and so you got to balance it. And I don't think too many people are going to be on the extreme on either end. Although some people have totally given up their life for this, and I hope for a good reason. But I'm not convinced 100% that it is. And as we've kind of seen, it's not what we thought it'd be. And, a year ago, I was 100% convinced I would see a dead body on my street, laying on the side. I thought it was going to be a bloodbath. I thought I'd see riots. I thought all hell was about to break loose. And nothing really ever happened. And, and I'm lucky that no one I know has died. And, I've had family members or friends as family members, have gotten pretty sick and stuff. But no one I know has died. So, again, consider myself lucky, and I don't know what that means. I'm not going to, run with it too far, but it puts us in a messy spot. Let's just say that. And so the pro-mask types are, their point of view is that the mask stops me from hurting you, which means if I cough, it won't get you sick. It keeps you from being the aggressor. Because for all we know, me right now talking into this microphone, I might be spitting COVID all over the place. And I want to protect this microphone, so I should wear a mask. That's the idea. And to be fair, give them credit, there's some validity to that somewhat, at least in concept. In concept, I don't know if anybody studies ballistics. I've been through the physics ringer with my schooling. But you study ballistics, if you're going to shoot a molecule out, whether it's a bunch of molecules in a bullet or a bunch of molecules in a COVID particle, slowing it down will make it fall to the ground eventually, quicker than not slowing it down. So if nothing else, it seems like we should have a lot more COVID on the floor with the mask than shooting right in my mouth or whatever. But I've found peer review papers that argue otherwise, that say the masks do nothing. And of course, we found peer review papers that kind of go the other way. I have noticed that peer-reviewed papers after 2020 have a different tone. Sometimes they'll realize, oh yeah, these masks don't do shit, but you should listen to us anyway, and you should wear them anyway. It's like, well, what? So there's a political element even in science, and you know, I am a pro-science guy for sure, but I'm not a big fan of people overall. And so, yeah, the whole point of science is to keep the people out of the people part out of science, but they never, it never fully works. You got to, science works a lot slower. You need 100 years for that to work. But anyway, so yeah, the pro-mask people have a decent argument. They say, hey, they don't want to risk giving their shit to somebody else. Fair enough. So yeah, they're taking the biology angle to this. Now, the skeptics worry that if you give in to the masks, then you're going to give in to 100 other things, and they're worried a lot more about what the government's up to. So again, that's another perspective, and we know the government is murderers. They've done it many times, and they will start new wars. And again, Project Phoenix. I always like to bring Project Phoenix up. If you have a weak stomach, do not Google it. It's one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen America have anything to do with, and it kind of takes a shit on every good thing America's ever done. All right, so I heard recently, and again, I don't want to get too political here, but this one was good. Rand Paul, you know, the senator guy, I was a big fan of his old man. I guess he's okay. I don't know much about him. But Rand Paul summed up the peer-reviewed data he got a hold of and said that no one has died from COVID after getting the vaccine. And I was like, yes, all right. No one's died. I was worried more about the vaccine than I was the COVID, because I already know not that. I keep saying this, not that many young people have died. Let's put it that way. Not too many people that weren't going to die next week anyway, you know, have died from this, give or take. And again, I apologize for the people that had bad luck and, you know, we had younger people die or, you know, whatever. That's the problem with this. You can't talk about that without offending somebody. And, you know, and somebody that I don't want to offend. I have no problem offending anyone on Twitter. Fuck everybody on Twitter. You can all go suck one. But I don't want to say, like, hey, I realized your husband just died, but not many people have died from COVID. No, I don't want to go that route. But we do have to kind of look at this objectively to figure out where it stands. It's no different than telling someone that, you know, their dad just got struck by lightning. That, oh yeah, there's like, you know, 1 in a billion chance you get struck by lightning. Nobody wants to hear that shit. But we're going to kind of try to speak logic or think logically and hope for the best here. So regardless, the vaccines are here. The vaccines appear to be working. No one's died after getting the vaccine from COVID or the vaccine either. So it sounds like we won. And, you know, a lot of us were kind of concerned when they rushed those vaccines right through and like, I don't know. But it sounds like we made it. So as far as I'm concerned, all we need to do is make sure, you know, everybody who wants one gets vaccinated, and then we can, go see Bon Jovi again. Could you imagine being in a rock concert? Like, it doesn't have to be Bon Jovi, but some concert with 10,000 people and, you know, one hockey stadium or whatever. Like, that would be awesome. But here's the problem. That's not happening. And apparently they're going the other way. Fauci says we need two masks and a vaccine. Like, after you get the vaccine, you should wear two masks to protect everybody. But we're at a point now where vaccines are readily available. You can Google it. Google vaccine shortage COVID. You'll get nothing but crap from Southeast Asia. And the way I figure, when we have too many vaccinations sitting around here in Missouri, we should just ship them over to India and share, you know, let them have them. Fine, I guess they want them. So that's all I got. So as far as I can tell, there is no one talking about vaccine shortages in America. And so, hell, I'm even getting one. I don't have it now, and I for good reason. I mean, I've been in no particular hurry. I run 20 miles a week. I don't give a shit. I mean, my lungs are good. I don't know about the rest of me. Of course, I know, some COVID has gotten people in good shape before, and I could be next. But anyway, I'm getting my stupid vaccine here in about a week, and at least stage one of it, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. And then I get to bitch like crazy once I'm the one that has it. And whatever. But if I'm so low on the list, like, I'm definitely not a priority. There are a billion people that are worse shape or sicker or whatever than I am, older than I am. So if I'm ready to get it, that means we're just getting people that are, you know, I guess you need this. And again, for herd immunity and all that crap, I'll do it. Fine. And so that means if everyone who wants to get vaccinated is going to be vaccinated by, I don't know, let's just say June 1st, if everyone's going to be vaccinated, then we're done. Then COVID is over June 1st. The vaccines are working, and it sounds like we have enough of them. There are no shortages. You take them, and I don't know how long it takes to kick in. Is it a minute? Is it a year? I don't know. But it won't take long before we're all free and clear. And like I said, back to Bon Jovi again. But Again, Fauci is pushing this. No, after the vaccine, two masks. And you go, what in the hell are you talking about? What the fuck, dude? And it's something to really think about. Like, a lot of times the left does this, but, you know, we got to protect the vulnerable people. Well, if everyone had a chance to get the vaccine, the only vulnerable people are the people that don't want to be vaccinated. Again, that's assuming they're wrong, and we're assuming that the mainstream is right, which God knows that never happens. So, why the hell does the mainstream want to protect, I don't know, the Alex Jones type people? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So, and here's the big thing. I think we've forgotten this in our day and age, but, you know, people have the right to do with whatever they want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. We know all that shit. But since everyone who wants to be vaccinated has gotten vaccinated, everyone who wants to play ball is allowed to play ball. And the only people not playing are the ones that aren't interested in the game. Well, they can sit and watch, or they can do their own shit. They don't have to play. And so what I find interesting is it's gotten even worse, though. So instead, you know, I gave the people, the basically the left wing, the pro-mask people, I'll give you a leeway. I say, you know what, I've seen peer-reviewed studies that say you're wrong. I've seen peer-reviewed studies that say you're right. It's a big fucking mess. But I'll just give you, the benefit of the doubt and say, you might be right on that mask thing. And I will do the same thing with the people that are anti-vaccine and go, you know, I don't know much about vaccines. I'm going to go ahead and get one just to be safe and hope that the mainstream's not trying to murder all of us. But I'm also going to get, I'm not going to judge you. If you don't want to get a vaccine, I don't care. It doesn't affect me because I have the vaccine. That's kind of that's the beauty of this. This is not a very complicated game theory situation, not at all. So you just kind of let everybody do their own thing. And since it doesn't hurt anybody, you're fine. But instead of us celebrating, you know, June 1st is lick each other's mouth day or social time day. I don't know. Spit in each other's face day. When we should have herd humanity. I made that number up, by the way. I have no idea what the real studies are, but it sure sounds like it sounds good in my mind. So since June 1st should be a huge party where we can declare COVID basically dead, instead the government is going with the vaccine passport. I'm going to say that again, a vaccine passport. Now, we use passports, you know, for a geography tool. You know, if you're from X, then you can't go to Y without this magic paper that says you're somehow somebody. I don't even know what it does. Put your picture on it. Like the fucking security guy can't see you. Anyway, I don't know. But you have these ways to separating people, and the idea is you keep some dangerous stuff out. And so if some dude's from some country where they still fuck cows for fun and wants to come over here and spread his cow AIDS all over the place, well, maybe you go, you know, you need to get that cow AIDS cleared up before you come over here. You know, that kind of stuff makes a little bit of sense, I guess. But I don't understand. And the reason for that is we don't want everybody getting cow AIDS. But if everybody was immune of cow AIDS, then it wouldn't matter if Mr. Cowfucker came over here. At all. We could just say, well, your culture is different than ours, but more power to you, buddy. Assuming the cows consented, of course. We don't condone cow rape over here. So the idea is to keep dangerous shit out, but if Mr. Don't have vaccine, don't want vaccine, wants to go to the Bon Jovi concert, and everyone else there is vaccinated, he is no threat to anyone there, except for other people that may not be vaccinated, and they don't give a shit anyway. So I just don't understand where the threat's coming from. So what do you gain from keeping that guy out? Like, what the hell are you really up to here with this vaccine passport? It's fucking weird. It's weird. I mean, it sounds like the usual Twitter shit. Well, let's just kill the other team. Fuck them. Well, and that, okay, I mean, at least come out and say it. I mean, never for that, but at least come out and say it. But instead, because it just doesn't make any sense other than you're just trying to destroy people that don't want the vaccine. And I don't, like, and I say destroy, we know full well this vaccine passport's not just going to be at optional rock concerts. It's going to extend, I don't know, most likely, I would guess, health insurance. They're going to try to say we're not going to give those people health insurance. Now, and this is where it gets tricky, and we have to have 10 episodes of this someday, but if we're going to charge, let's just say we're going to charge people that aren't vaccinated more money for the health insurance, like, well, you know, in my mind, that maybe, That's something to talk about. I don't know what I think about it. That's a very touchy subject, because if you can require vaccinations to get health insurance or to get affordable, well, there is no affordable, to get unaffordable health insurance, well, why don't you require running or weightlifting or the way you eat? And in the end, then the government has a say on what to eat, and they're just going to make you eat whatever, you know, the lobbyists tell them, you know, whatever lobbyist contributes the most to the campaign is the one they make you eat for 4 years or whatever. So that's, you can't do that either. So basically the government needs to stay the fuck out of our, you know, our personal lives. And, you know, I think it's a whole topic, take at least 2 days. Should we penalize people from the health perspective, from a health insurance perspective, if they don't want the vaccine? And certainly if those people get COVID and they rack up $100,000 bill at the hospital, like, well, we collectively shouldn't pay. That's kind of what insurance is supposed to be. So used to be. So I don't know. That's a tricky one. We got to think about the money end more. But I can tell you for a fact that just keeping people out of rock concerts is not the way. So it's some kind of force-fed shit where they're going to... Well, I already know it's a HIPAA violation. And, man, if you work at a hospital, you know, my wife works at a hospital, and she's known people that opened up a file and looked at it, like, when they weren't really supposed to, and they get fired for it. Like, this HIPAA stuff is serious. Here in America, at least, we're big on keeping everything safe. Like, privacy is a big deal in certain realms. And pre-NSA, it was a big deal in all realms. You know, it was a freedom that people couldn't go look at your own shit. You had a right to privacy, essentially. So it looks like that's going to be dead. And all I get from this vaccine passport shit, you know, and people have gotten in trouble for comparing it to Nazi Germany and China and all this stuff. But it is definitely an authoritarian idea that you need a passport to travel within the confines of your own goddamn country. And that's one of my gripes about the concept of a country. It's like, well, I didn't earn the right to be born American. That's tricky enough. And I'm aware that the welfare state and all this causes all kinds of complications with immigration. But at least we got this little magic utopia within these little 48 states. We're not separated by any water. So fuck you, Alaska isn't technically there, but we got that Canada thing in the way, but Hawaii is in another place. So we got our 48 where we can travel freely. UPS can travel freely. We can mail shit, and there's no, you know, oddball tariffs and inspections to go from Missouri to Illinois or whatever. Like, it's just that part, at least, is a free country. And maybe one of the only free country aspects we have left. And so you're starting to fuck around with these ideas, like, you need your papers. Like, I mean, you can, again, you don't have to compare it to Nazi Germany or whatever, but although this is authoritarian for sure, why the fuck would we give the government the power to do this stuff? You know, the power, the government's been up to sinister shit from day one, and they always, you know, have been. You know, these are the idiots. Project Phoenix is again, probably my worst, most make me want to barf thing I've ever discovered, and that was this year I found that out. Gulf War I, Gulf War II, Afghanistan, Syria, it never fucking ends. These people are psychotic. And I think those same motherfuckers that send us off to war and kill our kids, I think they're up to something fucking crazy with this vaccine passport thing. I don't like it at all. We should fully reject it. We should make sure anybody that votes for it gets thrown out of office, or at least never gets elected again. And I guess I can't really beat that. I mean, I can't top that. We have to get rid of the scumbags trying to pull this shit. The people that aren't vaccinated are no longer a threat, because there are plenty of vaccines to go around. And even fuckholes like me that took 12 years to get married, maybe it was 11, like, because I didn't want the state, you know, fucking around with my own business. You know, get out of my, what happens in my house and my bedroom is my business. I don't need a damn lawyer and a government there. So I held out for a long time and I finally got married. I'm one of those people. I'm kind of fucked up. And it sounds like I'm going to give in to the vaccine, but I don't feel that bad about it. I'm kind of just neutral. I don't love it, don't hate it. But the idea of you're going to make people have a passport to prove they had it or not, why do we need it? Somebody answer that for me. Why do we need it? What the fuck are these scumbags up to? Out.